At Monday's Burlington City Council meeting, progressive council members offered two resolutions that would prevent or postpone the F-35 from being based at the city-owned airport. Both resolutions were defeated. The first, which sought to block the jet from being based at the Vermont Air National Guard facility at the airport, was rejected 10-4. The second, creating health and safety standards for all planes at the airport, was voted down 11-3. Progressive Ward 3 Councilor Rachel Siegel offered a non-binding amendment asking that the airport be bypassed during the first round of siting. Siegel believes the council president prevented the possibility of its passage by blocking floor amendments. Siegel doubts the city council will revisit the F-35 issue any time in the near future.
We wouldn't be able, technically, to take up another resolution regarding the F-35. Until the council is reorganized after the March election. It's council rules. You can't take up a resolution that's already been voted on a second time until there's a new council.
Green Ribbons for the F-35 creator Nicole Citro is somewhat surprised by the decisiveness of the vote.
I hope that the progressives that tried to block it will recognize the fact that not only their fellow council people weren't on the same page with them, but they're not on the same page with the rest of the community, because time and time again, we have shown that a significant part of the community wants the F-35 for Vermont.
Opponents are not giving up the fight. Stop the F-35 Coalition attorney Jim Dumont sent a letter Wednesday to the Air Force requesting a new environmental impact statement that he says is based on comments made by Vermont Guard officials and city councilors at Monday's meeting.
The EIS compares the F-35 starting in 2020 with the F-16. But the Air Guard was quite consistent in what it told the City Council Monday, which is the F-16 isn't going to be here in 2020. And therefore, the EIS is all wrong. The EIS should have compared the noise and community impacts of the F-35 with a Burlington airport that doesn't have the F-16.
Nicole Citro scoffs at that strategy.
He's grasping at straws. They have tried so many efforts to block this that has been unsuccessful, that he's just trying another effort that does not make sense, because the Air Guard has stated that the current fleet of F-16s will be coming to an end at the same time that the F-35 is going to be coming into the base, and I feel it's just another last-ditch effort.
Jim Dumont says F-35 opponents have several options they may pursue.
If the F-35 to come here, there are 6 or 7 years before that happens. And I know many of my clients look forward to ensuring to it that the next time this comes up for a vote, there will be different members of the city council. So the city council is not over yet. Second, if the Secretary of the Air Force decides that Burlington will host the F-35 during the first round, we are preparing to seek review of that decision in federal court.
Air Force officials could make a decision on basing the F-35 in early November. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.